Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com. My name is Anne. I'm in the customer service department. How can I help you today?
Hello, my name is Kathy Hayes Bromley, and somehow I managed to get two accounts with Astrology Answers. And so I was wondering if it, I contacted the support email and asked if it could be, they could be merged. Because I have different things in each one, but it's like aggravating to go back and forth.
I'll certainly try to help you. What is your email address?
The first email address and the one I'd like to use is KS, as in Sam, HAYES, 12753@gmail.com. And I apparently did it with the other, and I have a second email as well.
Okay, let me pull this one up.
Okay.
I will say my computer has been running very slow today, but I believe that I'll be able to help you. I'll take down the second email as well, so I have both of them.
Okay. You ready for it?
I am.
It's Katie, KATIE, 12/26/2008@gmail.
Okay. All right. I'm still waiting for my computer to pull you up.
I know. They can be aggravating.
I know. And I know people, your time is precious.
I have nothing to do today but take care of things I got to take care of.
that's awesome.
I know. It's fine. It's nice to have a break.
All right.
I have one place that I've been trying to call, and it's like, you know, just wait on the line for the next available operator.
Right.
And it rings, 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 and nobody ever answers it.
Oh, no.
So. Okay. What area are you located in?
I'm in Alabama.
Alabama.
Yes, ma'am.
What's not bad weather, are you?
No, today is beautiful. It was a little chilly this morning, the 50s, but it's going to go up to the 70s, so I'm happy, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. My granddaughter was going to get married. We're in St. Louis, and she was going to get married May 1st. And they ran out to Gulf Shores, Alabama, and got married instead on January 10th. And it was cold. It was cold.
Well, yeah, it can be, yeah. But Gulf Shores is beautiful.
Yeah, the back of her dress was like an inverted triangle that was open. And with the white sand and everybody wearing coats and the wind blowing, it almost looked like winter. And I had to laugh at her. I said, yeah, you ran off down there to get married. And you almost got blown away in a blizzard. She says, thanks, Grandma. That's okay. I said, I don't blame you. It's cheaper to run off and get married than it is to stay home and do it. And then they had a barbecue reception on May 1st when they planned to get married. So that was nice.
Awesome. Awesome. Weddings are a happy time, so I always like to go to a wedding.
Well, it was kind of interesting because it was like, you know, they just said, come, you know, they weren't worried about gifts or, you know, it's like, bring a gift, don't bring a gift, whatever, it doesn't matter to us. And it's like, if you want hard liquor, then you need to bring that, but we have beer, soda, and ice.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they cooked, they had so much food. And they had a, they had an outdoor pavilion, but they had inside like a dining area, and it was really kind of neat because the whole thing was the like halfway up, it was screened in all the way around. Then they had the ceilings and the lighting, so it was like it was a big place, and you could still follow the COVID rules to keep the tables like. So it was really really nice.
It sounds gorgeous.
I said, well, that's great, because if it would rain by any chance, then at least you've got a big place that's covered and everybody can still have a good time.
Right, right.
And I told her, I said, the only thing you did is you missed out on your dollar dance. You could have made a fortune.
I am still trying to pull up both accounts, so I do apologize. My computer seems inordinately slow today.
Well, I've been going back and forth with customer support in the evening because I stay up late, and I was going to buy some more press, and it's like every time I clicked on, they have a 50% off sale, and it's like every time I click buy it, it says it cancels, like it couldn't be completed, and it sends me back to the member area, but it sends me right back to that screen that shows me that I can get the credit. So it's like, and I can't find any place that I've got a credit card on file in either account. And I know my debit card is probably what I use, and it's been compromised a few times in the past couple of years. So it could be the whole card. And and then I have some credit cards that were scammed, and they were like, oh my God, out of sight on the charges. And so I'm working on paying those off because apparently it's my responsibility, and so I cut the cards up. And I don't need the cards.
Okay, I do have Katie12262008@gmail. That one has come up. I'm still waiting for the other one, but just verify your name for me.
Kathy Hayes Bromley.
And is this is the account that you want to actually use, Ms. Bromley?
Oh, that's the one. Well, it's got some credits on it, and I'd like to keep those credits. But,
of course,
I'd like to actually use the KS Hayes 12 or 127 1953 or 53 whatever.
One two seven five three is what is trying to come up on my computer also, and I do show that you show some credits on here. I'm gonna try to look and see how many.
I do have some credits on there, but I've been having so much trouble trying to get some credits because I think those disappeared. Like they expired or something.
They do expire after a year.
Right. Well, I've been trying to get this taken care of now for like 3 or 4 months, and so, however we do this, so.
It shows here that it looks like currently on this account, all you have is 20 credits. And
that's the Katie.
Pardon me?
That's the Katie account?
Katie it is. 12. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they need to be used because they'll expire June 26th.
Right. That's why.
Just so you know.
Yeah, I was trying to take advantage of that 50% off sale, and because every time I click on the credits, it gives me that 50% sign, the 50%. And I can't get it done. Plus, I was told that I couldn't get the accounts merged either.
That might be possible, but I'm going to speak to a supervisor, and the other one did just pull up for you. For me. And I do see that. I'm trying to check and see how many credits are on that one for you.
I think they expired.
Right. There is none available on this one.
Right.
So the only one is on the other one. And
right.
Right. So you would like to See,
like
I cannot, any special that you get, you have to purchase through your email. I'm not able to give you, like, the specials don't come to us. So I can place an order for you, but it's going to only be at the regular price.
It won't take my credit card. It won't take my account. Then, you know, not charged and it was going to be back. So I don't mind ordering them through the account. It's just that
right.
It's like, can't find where to correct the credit card information.
Okay. Let me see. I wonder if it lets me see what your credit card information actually is.
Most of the time, things you have your payment information under your settings.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't find it, so.
One moment. So the 2008 is the one you want to actually use, right?
No, that one is the one I want to get rid of because I'm going to close that email account.
Okay.
I'm going to try to if I can get everything changed over.
Okay.
I want to use the 127.53.
I'm going to speak to my supervisor. Give me one moment. So I'm looking at both accounts. Okay. In 2008, you don't want to continue with. So let me. There's nothing really on that account that like has anything that's really active. It seems like with the account or the 127.53 that you should be able to see all the same things. But that's where the 20 credits are, is that right?
The 20 credits are on the 12/26/2008.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
And I don't know. I must have been in that email whenever I saw ads for a book. That's probably how I got that account even open. So if all my books go in my library, or if it's in my library, is there a way I can go in and change my email?
Oh. I wonder if we can't merge, because I'm not getting a response from the supervisor. Wonder if I can change your email for you. I'm going to put that in here.
Okay. I'm not leaving you, but I'm going to set you down. My dog wants to go outside.
Oh, well, I understand that. Get him out.
Yeah. He didn't want to go out for a long time. I'm trying to get him outside. Ellie? Okay, I'm back.
Okay, I'm trying to look and see. It doesn't like let me change the email, because I was trying to see if I could do that. I can update the password, but. See your email, but it doesn't like let me make a change to it.
Well, that's what I was telling you. I kept trying to go through the email and talk with customer service, and they kept saying that it was resolved, and it's like, no, it isn't. And then they wanted me to give them a review. I said, I don't really think you want me to give you a review, because you can't get that fixed. It's you telling me you asked. And so then they sent me a ticket and said, it's been resolved. And I'm like, I'll bet you it isn't. It wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Twice, and I'm like, come on, people. But I'm just gonna call during the day and see if I can. You've been a lot more help so far than they have.
Well, I found both accounts, but I'm not finding a way to actually change your email or how to merge. I don't know about the merging part, but seems like we should be able to change the email for you.
Do you hear that?
Yes.
He's my cat. He's 20 years old. And Maine Coons have the strangest meow. Because sometimes it's really loud.
And they're big.
They are big. He's 20 years old. He's getting to be a bag of bones, but he's still active. That dog that wanted out, she's a 3-year-old husky, and she makes him run. She gives him a run for his money.
I had a 20-year-old pug that we had to put to sleep a couple of weeks ago. It's been heartbreaking. Yeah.
It is heartbreaking.
Yes, very
and
much.
You know, and it's like you keep looking for him. It's like we had a Doberman, and she was the same age as my daughter, and. She was 16 and a half when we put her down. And it's like every day I come in from work and I'd look right where she always laid, and there she was now.
I know. Like, yeah. Very, very, yeah. I always say that I had Lily longer than some of my kids. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We had a dog that I had when I was growing up, and his name was Blackie, and he was a mixed breed. But that dog was 25 years old when he passed away, and I think he would have lived longer. But he got out with my dad when my dad went out, and he got under my dad's truck, and my dad didn't know he got out, and he ran over him. And he'd run over Blackie like 3 different times in his life. So, Mom, I was married by then, and my mom called me, and she says, I think Blackie's not going to make it this time. You better come over here. So I went over there. The last time she said it, I just went over there and laid on the floor by him and kept petting me. He said, you can't, you have to stay here with me. You can't go anywhere. And he pulled through that one. And so this one, though, he didn't. But he was 25, and that's old for a dog. 20, you said a pug, right?
Yes, she was a pug.
That's old for a dog, too. You got, you just got, you know, you take care of them. You know, that's why they belong. My husband kept feeding this husky, and she's like 10 pounds, at least 10 pounds overweight. I said, you can't give her everything you eat. And this is going to sound crazy. I'm going to try to say this. My husband passed away this Sunday, this past Sunday.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I've been trying to do things to keep me busy to not think about it.
Yes, but I'm sure.
Hear a noise over there by his chair, and I look to see if he needs something because he had congestive heart failure and Alzheimer's.
Oh.
And it's like he's not there anymore, Kathy. So he's going to be missed.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I feel for you. I'm so sorry. So unfortunately, it looks like all the supervisors are busy right now. I have all your information here. What I will do, if this is okay with you, Ms. Bromley, is I will call you back after I find out what I can do to help you. And I will, of course, try to help you and let you know exactly what's going on. Do you want to do that? Because I know I've been keeping you on the phone quite a while, and I just haven't got a response yet. Okay.
Okay. So, the other thing that I need to find out is how I can buy credits because I can't get the credits on the special. So, and there's no other way for me to purchase them. Every time I click the credit.
When did what day? What was the date of the email? Let me have that.
What do you mean?
The date on the email that you're trying to order the credits from.
I've been trying to order from both of them. It does the same thing.
Okay, yeah, but can you tell me the date that you received the email? Yeah. Or the date that's on the email?
I didn't receive an email. I just went in my account, and I was going to order more credit.
Oh,
and
okay.
It won't run. And it does it on both accounts.
Okay, so when I call you back, I can order credits at the regular price. Do you want me to tell you what the price is on them? And you can
a small amount, then maybe if the accounts get corrected, I could go in and order them myself, order the ones in the sale.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure then probably you can. Hopefully that'll work. I want to make sure now that you want KS Hayes 12753@gmail.com is the one you want to keep.
That's the one I want everything merged to, yes.
Okay, and the other one, if we can't merge, then you'd like to change the email address on the other one to be.
Maybe that'll combine them as it goes to the, because I'd like to just change, I thought we just put my one I want to use on there. Maybe it would put it together. But it's like, I want to put a new email address on there. It can say what it is if we can't merge them. And that's the account, because it's got 20 credits already. That's the account that I'll be purchasing credits on if we can't combine the account.
Understood. Okay. And just give me a telephone number that I can call you back on.
314-304-7566.
7566. Got it. All right. My name is Ann. I'm going to mark your account. So if you have to call back, if I don't get a response, everybody will know what you're trying to do. So I'll mark both your accounts and let them know, and I will try, of course, to give you a call back as soon as possible.
That would be great. Thank you so much, Ann.
You're certainly welcome. Thank you for calling astrologyanswers.com, and I hope you have a good day.
You as well. Bye-bye.